I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this date in labor history, the year was 1915. On this date, the most popular labor song in the United States was completed in Chicago. Ralph Chaplin, an industrial workers of the world activist, artist, and writer, was in town for a demonstration against hunger. He finished writing Solidarity Forever, a song he had started working on the year before at a miners' strike in West Virginia. Set to the popular tune John Brown's Body or the Battle Hymn of the Republic, the song became the anthem of the U.S. labor movement. Solidarity Forever continues to be a staple during countless union meetings, on picket lines, and May Day and Labor Day events throughout the nation. Also on this day in labor history, the year was 1963. On this day, President John F. Kennedy signed Executive Order 10988, which recognized the right of federal employees to join a union. The 1935 Wagner Act, which had ensured the right to organize a union, had excluded federal employees from that protection. Although they won the right to organize, under Kennedy's order, federal employees were denied the ability to go on strike. Even with this limitation, this executive order is considered very important in U.S. labor history. Not only did it allow federal employees to unionize, it also helped light a spark for public sector unionism at the state level. Today, approximately half of all union workers are in the public sector.
When the union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no greater power anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at laborhistoryin2.